Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. This, you know, there's a lot of hype around Arch. We're getting closer, guys, to week zero. We're closing in on week zero. And then, you know, Jalen Sayen is the starter for Ohio State. He looks pretty good. We'll see. He's had a little bit of experience. He transferred from Alabama, and he looks like he's pretty accurate. But Coach O, apparently Coach Orgeron, he was on with the guys from Barstool. This is interesting. Coach O knows. He coached Joe Burrow. He watched him have one of the great, if not the best, college football seasons ever. And listen to this, what Coach O has to say about Arch Manning.
All right, so going into this college football season, if you were coaching a team and I was like, hey, you get any player you want, what quarterback would you want to be coaching?
Arch Manning.
Yeah? He's the real deal?
No doubt.
What makes you say that?
You know, I had an opportunity to go to Texas and speak to the clinic, and I watched practice. Now, we knew Arch Manning as a young kid from Louisiana. He liked Joe Brady. We watched him. But I watched his practice, and I'll say this conservatively, okay? And Garrett, we recruited Garrett. Garrett's a great player. You know, he's got, you know, they got some great quarterback here. But Arch is as close to, or maybe as good as Joe, as I've seen.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I've never said that about anybody.
Yeah. He's fast. He's athletic.
Yep.
He seems to be really smart.
Smart. Tough.
I guess we haven't seen him compete against the highest level. I actually like what Sark did. It might not have been the best idea for the team last year, but he definitely told Quinn Ewers, like, hey, we're bringing Archie in, but I'm going to stay loyal to you until the end. Like, this is, I'm giving you my word. Yep. And then everybody else that's in the building saw that happen when the fans were all asking for Archie. I think that's going to end up being a good thing for Sark moving forward.
You know, his credibility.
Yeah.
Your players learn to trust you. If you tell them something, do it.
Yeah.
All right. That he is the closest thing, maybe the hype around him, I don't know. I haven't seen it yet, although.
Well, that is a lot.
That's a lot.
Joe Burrow in 19 was as good as you'll find in college football.
Yeah.
A lot of weapons, but he was good with his weapons.
You put a mic in someone's face, they just start saying stuff.
Well, I don't know. He said he's never said it about anybody else.
Ed Orgeron, in some ways, is part of Miami's program, and he watched Cam Warden practice last year. Now, Cam Ward, maybe not Joe Burrow, but he just watched the number one overall pick practice last year. But Arch, who's never taken a snap, not in a, as a QB number one overall. Yes, I know he started, but as the QB number one.
He's like got two starts in his career. That's it.
And he is the best he's seen since Joe Burrow. By the way, Joe Burrow wasn't even Joe Burrow till year two.
Yeah.
He was a good, he was a fine player in year one.
But he still had that in his background. He's still like, Orgeron saw that and said that about this kid, man, that is strong.
That's really,
he does strike me as somebody who might be a little bit,
a little too much hyperbole.
The hyperbole might come a little easily for him. But now, if you told me I watched practice and there was something about the way he held practice and the leadership and all, I could say, oh, you know what? I can see that. Now, we've all watched him play, and some of the stats look good, but how he got there was like, that was an easy, easy throw. There's no one even, that was a busted coverage. There were some touchdowns like that. Well, it does bother me that he didn't bring him in. When Quinn Ewers was hurt or wasn't very good, Arch couldn't even get in the game then. Like, why would you not, if you think Arch has this ability, how is he not getting in the game late in the season last year when Quinn wasn't very good? What are you worried about, a quarterback controversy in the SEC championship game? SEC. Who cares? Just go win a game.
What about in the playoff second half against Ohio State?
Exactly. I don't understand how he didn't go to him.
Right.
I mean, what does that say about it does bother me.
Nick went to Tua with Jalen, who was this quarterback the whole time.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So that kind of bothers me a little bit you say he's the greatest that you've seen since Joe Burrow and this, that, and the other, but Steve Sarkisian, who sees him in practice every day, didn't have enough trust in him when Quinn Ewers was completely ineffective. He didn't roll him in there in a big game. Like, he didn't give him any chance. That bothers me a little bit. It makes me wonder, what does Sark know that we don't know?
Right. I mean, he couldn't even start on his team for 2 years, and he's Joe Burrow?
That's a lot.
Of course, Joe had to leave Ohio State, too. I mean.
Yeah. But Joe is established. We know what Joe looks like now. And he's saying he's as good as I've seen since Joe. And that was a strong 19. I mean, he was. Joe, it wasn't just the stats. Joe knew where to go with the football. He was smart. He was poised. He was elusive in and out of the pocket. Like, that's a lot.
He had a front seat. He had the best seat in the house for the greatest quarterback season ever. And he's saying that about Arch. That's interesting. That, to me, is really interesting. Okay. Bill Barnwell put out, these teams will most likely decline in 2025. His first team, the Chiefs. They were 15-2. You know how many close games the Chiefs won? I mean
10-7 is not.
Their offense was meh last year.
Yeah, I would say it declined from 15-2.
They won every close game. Now, winning close games is also, you know, teams do that because they're good at it.
Yeah, they know how.
They're good at it. They're good at winning. They're good at winning, but there's no way they go 15-2 this year. I agree wholeheartedly. The Minnesota Vikings, 14-3 last year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about no chance, but I can certainly see them falling off, right?
Yeah, I could too. Based on where they were, because we got to see what the rookie quarterback. Once again, I'm calling these guys rookies. If they haven't played, they're rookie quarterbacks. J.J. McCarthy's a rookie quarterback.
He's a rookie quarterback.
You know, the question is, does Detroit take – where is Detroit on this list?
Well, Detroit's on this list as well. 15-2. They lost their two coordinators. No, they're not going
to
be as good.
Almost nowhere to go but down.
Yeah. Yep. He's got the Colts on here. 8-9 Colts. Does Danny Dimes – is this – I mean, it's not like they got great quarterback play last year. I don't know. Are they better with Anthony Richardson or are they better with Danny?
We'll find out. I think Richardson's going to get the start. I'm just guessing that if all things are equal, they're going to go with the guy who is the fourth pick of the draft. But I would be shocked. I mean, if Richardson lasts the whole year as the starter, then that's a great sign for the Colts. That means things are going good.
Well, to be real good, because I'd rather have a guy who is solid than so up and down.
I would too, but I don't know if Danny Dimes is solid.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't really solid at New York. He had one good year. So I don't know. You know, the Texans have some holes on the offensive line and things like that, and I was thinking that, boy, if the Colts had, I think there's a chance that Jacksonville, there's a lot of belief that the Colts probably have a limited ceiling because of the quarterback play. Jacksonville, you feel like there's a little bit more fluidity in terms of how high or low they could finish. But the more I think about it, the Texans are so good potentially defensively that I'm just not sure you know, I think we take them for granted sometimes how good they can be defensively. And I think they're going to be better this year with, believe it or not, I think EJ Speed is going to have a big impact on this team. I think Kamari Laster being in his second year is going to be huge. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, if he's healthy, I think he makes a big impact. This is that Will Anderson Jr. just being a third-year player.
Kalen Bullock makes a – yeah. Kalen
Bullock
up.
Being a second-year player, you know, you only get better typically. Will Anderson is going to hit his prime this year. He's going to be a defensive player of the year candidate this year. The Texans' offense just has to be average, and I think they cruise in the division. I don't even think it's close if the Texans' offense is average. Yeah. Just average. Average me 23 points a game, and you're going to win minimum 12 games this year. I'm feeling it, boys. It looks like we're back. The Texans are so back into the 12-win column.
The offensive line is giving you a little bit of hope in these first couple of preseason games, that's for sure.
Ursary's not playing. Look at what – how about this? I pulled this. This is what Jonathan Alexander said. He covers the Texans for the Houston Chronicle. He said, I feel like he's talking to us here. He said, in 2024, the Texans offensive line developed a reputation among its fans as a bunch of pretty boys. Rookie left tackle Tay Ursary's attitude on the field is the antithesis of a pretty boy. He wants to go through you. How he embodies the O-line's new style of play, story in the next tweet. Quote, this is what Alexander said, there's no laugh or grin. He's straight-faced because he meant every word, even if it was only said in the figurative sense. Quote, I just wanted to let him know what type of player he was getting, how my mind works, how I went about my business, Ursary told the Chronicle. My playing style and why I play like that. I just wanted him to know that somebody has got his back out there. I guess he's talking about Stroud. Ursary describes his playing style as, quote, physical and aggressive. He's adamant he's not a lineman who plays with finesse. I want to run through you each and every play. This is...
All right. Hold it there.
Okay.
We got sound. CJ.
Okay.
Was asked about this very... Not...
Okay.
He was asked about Ursary's mindset. Okay.
All right.
Versus last year. Here's CJ talking about Tay Ursary's mindset.
Hey, I think Tay has one of the best mindsets I've seen from a rookie, you know, in my couple years in the league. He texted me the night he got drafted, and I texted him. I was like, hey, bro, excited to have you on the team. And he was like, I'm going to die on the whole line for you, bro. I'm going to die out there. I'm like, all right, bro, appreciate that, man. I respect that, bro. I appreciate you saying that. So that's just his mindset. He wants to, you know, be great. He asks the questions, you know, going against Will and Daniil every day makes him really good. And I think, you know, when he faces other guys, he's like, man, it's kind of easy. But he still keeps up that same tenacity and that same work ethic. So, very mature guy, loves football, loves his teammates, and I think he's going to be great in this league.
This is the example. This is what D'Amico was saying. And this is all we were talking about. Some people in the media got it twisted that we were like, these players like Laremy Tunsil. That's great. I'm not saying they didn't like him. But your head coach and your people in the building – they didn't want the offensive line to be about Prada. They wanted him to be about, you know, dirt and mud and grime and grit and coming from the gutter. They want gutter ball. They want it nasty and physical. And they want guys who have the mindset that the number one thing on our mind is to run through you, just like Ursary said. And it's just a mindset. It has to – and it wasn't – that was not the mindset of the offensive line last year. And D'Amico recognized it and said, I'm sorry, we got to make a change. If your head coach says that, you need to trust him. And you may not have found the next Tunsil and Ursary, but what they're doing is getting the right kind of guys in. Now, it's up to Nick to get the talented guys, but I know that they're getting the right mindset guys in place.
That's what I'm wondering. So we got sound from Jake Andrews as well. So I'm wondering if – you know, Tomlinson, Ed Ingram, Jake Andrews, we got Ursary. Mm-hmm. I wonder if all of these guys that they brought in, they went, okay, I don't care that, you know, maybe they weren't the best, but this is the kind of guy we want, right? And let's face it, all of the guys they brought in have holes. They all do. I mean, none of them were like, if they were standing out, guess what they would have paid for them on the open market? They didn't. Mm-hmm. They didn't pay anything on the open market because these guys were washouts wherever they were.
Mm-hmm.
Yet maybe they're getting the kind of guy that they want now, and together that will be better. Here's Jake Andrews on the state of the offensive line right now.
I mean, obviously there's been time involved, so I think everything gets a little bit sweeter with time. I think the chemistry factor has obviously gone up a lot. Just the understanding of the scheme and what Pop wants it all to look like has obviously gone up. And I think we're having fun, too. So I've definitely been positive, and we got a long way to go still, but, you know, we're inching towards that.
With Pop, you obviously had experience with him before. Have you seen any changes in Pop now versus back then, maybe?
Yeah, he sweetened up a little bit. You know, he had a girl not too long ago, a couple of years ago, and he was mean to us in college. But, he's still the same old guy. Just wants to win, and I can respect that. I think a lot of us, all of us in the O-line room, want to do the same thing, and so we all have the same common goal in mind. He's been great. It's been refreshing.
Do you feel kind of like you're a pretty young player, but it feels like you kind of have like a veteran presence on this offensive line?
That was Landry Locker. Thanks, Landry, for that sound. We appreciate it. I think you're right, Lance. We were going away from Gucci, and we're going to a lunch pail type of. Listen, when they got Ursa, why is Ursary? He's a second rounder. Why is he different than Blake Fisher? Why is he different than Juice Scruggs? Those are second rounders. Okay.
Well, let's find out. Maybe I can tell you one of the reasons is that Blake is a little bit more finesse as a lineman coming out. Ursary is more physical and not as – he doesn't play with the same level of athleticism. I know he tests athletically. He doesn't play with the same athleticism for Blake Fisher. But athleticism is often overblown for offensive line play. I know everyone loves the feet to look a certain way, and you want to see – or you want to see a bunch of pancakes and all that. The reality is if you get strong guys who are tough with a mindset and they are pretty good technically – they can play a long, long time. It's hard to hit on offensive linemen sometimes because sometimes the guys that look average on tape, they're just strong and they're tough. And if you're tough and strong, you can play in the NFL. And that's one of the reasons why Juice Scruggs looks like he has no – I mean, I don't even mean to – this isn't even meant as a – he looks like he has no juice out there. Like, he doesn't play – when I watch him play, I don't see him play with fire and determination and grit. And I know he's strong, and I know he can be physical, but I just don't see it enough out on the – so I think maybe it's mindset and wiring for those two guys, John. I think that might be some of it.
So Cam Robinson is going to practice here today, or is already practicing here today. It'll be interesting to see whether or not they're happy with Ursary
Cam
at the left tackle and Titus at the right.
But
are they better with Ingram at guard and Titus at right tackle – or Titus at right guard, Ursary at right tackle, and Cam Robinson at left tackle.
To me, it just gets down to who you want, Ed Ingram or Cam Robinson in the lineup.
That's it.
And it's Ed. And well,
is Ursary ready to protect his backside?
Well, then he's not a starter if he's. TJ comes off the right side. TJ Watt comes off the right side. You have Micah Parsons rushes from both. He goes after the weakest link. Like, you have to be – they've done studies on this. Right tackle, left tackle, there's not much of a difference anymore. And CJ's not doing – the backside, a blindside stuff, that all came out. John, remember back in the day when you take a snap, you turn sideways, and you do that karaoke shuffle. The shuffle sideways where you couldn't see anything because you were looking immediately to the right. Your body was turned to the right.
Right.
Out of the gun, I was talking to a quarterback coach who said, out of the gun, it doesn't really matter that much. You can see, and your progressions don't automatically start on the right side anymore.
How did Anthony Richardson dislocate his pinky from the front side?
Yeah, I mean, he just wasn't aware. It's just
he just wasn't looking that way.
Lack of awareness. So, to me, I would much rather have Cam Robinson in a lineup than Ed Ingram, personally. But I might be wrong on that. I mean, a tackle also has a tougher job than a guard does as it pertains to pass protection. It can be a little bit tougher because you got two-way goes. You got more talented rushers at the edge, more dangerous rushers at the edge as opposed to inside. You can get some help from a center. So, I don't know. We'll see. I just Ursary, at least I like the fact that you at least have three tackles that can play. So depending on what, you know, Ursary can play both sides. That's a really big deal when one of your starters can be a swing tackle.
And that's they're paying Cam the most at all, you know. So that'll be interesting. Well, I guess Titus might be making more than Cam, but
Titus
Cam's getting some money. Cam's making some money, so it'll be interesting.
They obviously think he has starter stuff.
Yeah, right. All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776. You got one segment left to get in here, and then we'll do News of the Weird a little bit later on after that. I'm talking about Game Day Men's Health. I've been talking about it. I'm going to do the pellets. I'm going to get them put in because it'll be best for me. And you've got options on your testosterone, whether you're not want shots. You can take pills. You can do pellets. I mean, there's different ways to do the testosterone now that will help you get to your goals. What are your goals? And that's something that Game Day Men's Health is going to look at. It's something Game Day Men's Health will help you with. We'll help you with your peptides to get not only testosterone, okay? There's other stuff that you can do as well. I don't know what your goals are. Do you want to lose a little bit of weight? Are you not getting the results at the gym anymore? Are you not bouncing back after your workouts at the gym? Because they can help you with all of that stuff, okay? If you're somebody that just wants to be better, you want to be more focused, you want to be whatever it is that you're looking for, sexually, whatever, they can help you. They're here for you. And you, my friends, are benefit from the knowledge, a lab that's on site, as opposed to the other guys that don't have labs on site, and a free evaluation. So if you've never done it before and you need an evaluation, I mean, why would you go to a place that's going to charge you $150? Go to GameDayMensHealth.com. Find a location nearest you, 11 locations around the city, GameDayMensHealth.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
I saw somebody today, Lance, say, all right, give up a sixth or seventh rounder. Apparently, Brian Robinson Jr. is on the market. Is in the market.
We got a billion running backs.
Well, we don't have great running backs. We got a lot of running backs. We just don't have great ones. Not that he's a great one, but you watch Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt last night?
Dude, Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt was my sleeper of the whole draft.
Yeah?
I already know about him. I've been knowing him. He played one game this year. One game. So here's the problem. He played at Alabama State, and he had four games played. He was listed as eight games played, but they try to go back and say, no. He played the first four, because remember, you can have four games, and then if you don't play again, you get a redshirt year. And he's like, no. What happened was I played four games, and then we switched numbers. After four games, me and another guy switched numbers, and then I didn't play the rest of the year, and he played under my number. So we get another year. Oh, let's see. He was at, where did he come from? Arizona this year. Arizona let him play one game. He went off for 100 and some odd yards. He was really good. Because I watched the tape of that game, like, holy crap, this guy can play. And Arizona basically said, we need to look into this eligibility thing real quick, because we're not sure about you saying that you switched numbers. So let us look into this. And then they basically kept him out the rest of the year because they're like, we don't want all of our wins voided. So he got to play one game. He went for like 120 yards. Then he played in the Shrine game, went for over 100 yards, was the MVP of that. Then I went and looked at his 23 tape, and he was freaking good. That guy could roll. He was with another team before Arizona. He was with New Mexico, either New Mexico or New Mexico State. He was with New Mexico.
I think it was New Mexico. Yeah.
And I was like, holy crap, this guy can play. I wanted to give him like a 63.
There ain't a lot of tread off the tire either.
No, not a lot of tread.
Can we talk about Arizona's, you know.
He had a 26-yard touchdown run, by the way, for what you're talking about.
Yeah, last night. How Arizona manages their transfer portal stuff.
How do they do
it? They didn't get the film. They couldn't tell that he might have been a guy who played eight games. They couldn't have gone through the Alabama, A&M, would you say, state film?
He never made it back on the field, Dale.
He switched numbers.
Maybe they did see something and they said, he ain't playing. Well, it all looks so suspicious.
Yeah, they didn't.
He played 6 years. But, he was there for, I think, six years.
They didn't look into it beforehand and see how.
Oh.
See the game tape.
Well, no, he was listed as. I can't remember if he was listed as having a redshirt year. He came from New Mexico. Everyone thought he had an extra year. And then it was brought to their attention by someone, I think at Alabama State, and then they went back to Alabama State. So what's the deal? They go, no. He actually only did play. We did switch numbers. Alabama, they were working off of Alabama State saying, no, we switched numbers. And Arizona said, nah, this feels too shaky. We're not playing him the rest of the year.
And did the NCAA even look into it?
No, because he only played
one
game.
He only played the one game. Okay.
Well, the NCAA was looking into it, and Arizona just basically said, let's just keep him off of here. Let's just not let him play. But he's talented. He's fast. He's explosive. He's a seventh-round running back who, frankly, had third-round talent. I expected him to go fifth round because of, you know, just he only played one game this last year. But like John said, he has no tread off the tires. He's going to play for a Washington team that has, you know, has a really good quarterback and some good wide receivers, and that's a guy who's a sleeper. I don't know, maybe a sleeper in fantasy football this year, maybe, but for sure a sleeper in keeper leagues, for sure.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting what happens with Eckler, too. If they trust Corey enough to for that rookie to get the ball all the time.
Well, if they're shopping Brian Robinson, they really trust him.
Right. I don't know that I want Brian Robinson Jr., but, man, we got a problem, though. There's no – and not that Brian Robinson Jr. is explosive anyway, but
– yeah, he's a hammerhead, though. I mean, I like him. To me, he's better than Dameon Pierce.
Well, do you like this? Because there was talk out of Washington. One of their radio guys was on air saying the Commanders did not like the way Robinson approached the last half of the year. He's supposed to be a downhill aggressive runner, and allegedly they didn't see that from him deep into the year, and that's why there's a problem between.
I wonder why, because he was at Alabama. Like, we've seen it in him. We know he, and in a gap scheme, you are headed to a gap. This is not a bunch of reading the front and all that stuff. Okay, this is where it's blocked up. You're going to hit the B gap here. And so that allows for more downhill as opposed to zone scheme. You're reading the front. You're reading linebackers. You're reading blocks on tackles and ends. And then you're making a decision. Some guys are just not made to do all that process, and it takes their aggressiveness away. If I'm Brian Robinson, I want to just get downhill and smack people. He's a big running back. Mm-hmm. And that might actually fit what the Texans are doing a little bit more of now. I mean, I would love to have him on the Texans. Do I think it's likely? I don't think it's likely. I think they love having a veteran like Nick Chubb back there. I don't personally see Joe Mixon being gone for the year. I don't know where this is coming from. I guess because there's – is this even out there that Joe Mixon is long-term injured? Is that even out there? That's not out there, is
it? No, it was supposed to be maybe ready for week one, but not too far afterwards. I haven't heard anything where – it's maybe just absence. We haven't seen him anywhere near the team, right? He's not at obviously he's not practicing. We haven't seen him out there walking around, so maybe that's part of it. So it was from Chris Russell. He's 970, the team 980, excuse me. They have been out on Brian Robinson since down the stretch, especially since before the Detroit playoff game. They were not happy with his aggression, his timid reading of keys getting uphill.
Reading of keys is the key.
That's a key.
Just get downhill. Just let him be in a system
Robinson's
where he's
been a decent back. Though,
he has. He has been a decent back.
Yeah. So I'm looking at a video. Guys are in the backyard. You know those draft boards, the old draft boards where you go and you take the name and you put it up there? This guy's got the number one overall pick, and he went and put Robinson up there. Only he put Brian Robinson Jr. instead of Bijan. Yeah.
Oh, no.
And they made him keep it. He had the number one overall pick.
No. Let him. No, come on.
Come on.
You knew who he meant.
Yeah.
That's pitiful.
Well, you guys know who will be the commissioner of our league, the Fantasy Football League, that will have its draft.
Who?
It'll be Joe George. Because
I trust him.
Because neither one of you want the responsibility, and Sean and I don't want it either. So Joe will be the commissioner, but when he cannot perform his duties, either Sean or I will be the co-commissioner because you guys can't be trusted.
No, I don't want thank you.
I don't want to
do
it.
You know what I do? I don't care what you do. Just take – yeah, you can trade.
I don't want to approve stuff. I don't want to be involved, but Joe can't always be the one locked in. So,
what we're going to have to do, though, is not allow trades between the people, the guy and whoever he brings.
You think he had a? They're going to bring plants, and they're not going to really want to compete.
Well, no, I think they're in the middle of the season. When one's out of it, they're going to go.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, there's no prize.
Well, wait, they don't get to. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's prizes. Oh,
there is. Prizes. What's the prizes we win?
Well, I got a belt.
Do I get a prize?
No, no. Do you know I got a big wrestling
they're putting
belt?
Together, no, the sales team's putting together prizes for this.
I got a $200
for us or for the listeners?
For us. For whoever wins the league.
All right, then.
Okay.
What type of prize? Money? We giving away money?
All I got is we're working on it. Yeah, okay. No, there's going to be, gift certificates.
All right. Now's the reason to try.
Yeah. Yeah, no, what did you think? We were playing for funsies?
I thought we were just playing.
I don't play for funsies.
I thought we were just playing to give the listeners a chance to hang out at the Golden Nugget for 2 days.
No, F them.
That's a good, well, that's a pretty
F
good
them?
Deal, too.
F them is what you said?
F them, listeners. That's what I said.
Wow. Wait, wow. Whoa. That's not what we're saying. Sorry, guys. Wow. Guys, I'm like.
Oh, listen. They're in the fantasy league now.
Objection, Your Honor.
This is why I really didn't want to be involved, because listen,
FTL?
John, the game hasn't even started
F them
yet.
Listeners?
He's saying F them.
My
right.
Gosh.
No, they're the enemy now. Okay.
I don't know about that. We're just having a good time, right?
Fantasy
Boy, it was
war.
Just fun and games until John said F them listeners.
Listen.
F
it's
them
war
customers.
Now. We're in a fantasy war now.
Guys, John's energy won't be matched by the rest of us. I doubt that Sean will have that energy. I don't think Lance will either.
We certainly will.
So we're glad you're part of it. John may trash talk you. Just realize he's not a representative of all of us.
No.
Yeah, no, I represent the company.
You do not.
No,
you
no.
You do not.
The company line.
No.
Yeah.
No, I will never
we'll
utter.
We'll bring David Gal back to distance himself from that.
We'll never utter F them listeners when it comes to fantasy football.
F them listeners. I just had another question today because they brought it up. You know, Cincinnati's going to trade Trey Hendrickson. Are you guys idiots? Micah's not done. I mean, they put a list up of every defensive end that's making $35 million, and Micah's right there with all of them. It can't be dumber.
It really is stupid. This is a team with aspirate. They got a great offensive line. Did you see Troy Aikman? It's been a big story on ESPN all morning. They've rotated around it. But Troy Aikman just said the Bengals are wasting Joe Burrow's best years. And it's true. Yeah. It's true. You've got this great offense, and you need defense. You need rush. And you're going to deal off your best pass rusher. It's unbelievable. Daniel Jones, named week one starter. Oh, wow. Colts is breaking news. Colts just named Daniel Jones the week one starter.
Yeah,
there it is.
I think he's better. I mean,
I think he's safer.
You know what
you're
going to get at least.
Yeah, I think he's way safer too. Way safer. But yeah, you're less likely to be on a roller coaster ride. But let's see what you can do with him.
Huge loss for the NFL podcast media. They love themselves.
They did back in the day.
They love themselves on Anthony Richardson.
I don't even see it. Where's this inaccuracy?
Oh, that's
said Dan Orlovsky one time. I don't see it. I've watched all the tape. I don't see the inaccuracy.
Look at this throw.
Like, Dan. Oh.
He picked the
you're
one
being performative.
Throw.
I watched that whole game. This is not, you're picking a throw. Bro, stop doing this. Stop doing it. Israel's going to be in shambles right
But the
now.
Question is, when do they play the Texans?
Israel, the caller, is going to be in shambles.
Yes, we got to always clarify. Because when do they play the Texans? Because there's a real shot Daniel Jones is not the starting quarterback when they play the Texans.
There is a chance. Well, because he's Daniel Jones.
He's Daniel Jones. Eventually,
at any point,
he'll get replaced.
Lose that job. Yeah, he could lose that job at any point. All right, we got a break. News of the Weird coming your way next. Brokers are just better. We have a group of ESPN listeners that have saved thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. I'm telling you, that have saved thousands and thousands of dollars with Kent Jones at DreamRate Mortgage. If you're thinking about buying or refinancing a home, get expert advice. Doesn't cost you anything. Kent will take your call, okay? He's not like these big brokerage houses that put their name on golf tournaments and bowl games. He doesn't do that, all right? This dude is streamlined and everything. And he's who wins in that case? You do. He is going to make sure that you save as much as you possibly can. You don't know the mortgage game. Even if you've bought multiple houses. I wish I had known Kent when I was buying a house in Texas.
because I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I just walked in and signed papers. Signed, okay, here's this survey. Here's the title company. Here's how much you're paying them. Here's your agent fee. Blah, blah. It's like, what the hell? And Kent Jones would have saved us thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, and he'll do that for you too. If you just want to get a quote of how much you would pay, if you're looking at a house, how much you need down and how much you would pay, he'll do that for you as well. That dude is unbelievable. He's so good at this. You have a choice. Do it yourself and screw it up and spend more, or go with Kent Jones and Dream Rate Mortgage and pay less. 713-520-5626, 713-520-5626, or 975loans.com.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 2482473, Jakin Jones, NMLS number 356118, Equal Housing Lender.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Stephanie Carlquist is going viral. She is a pregnant 31-year-old in Kentucky. And her mugshot, she's going pretty good. But she is... She poured salt into her boyfriend's vehicle, into his gas tank.
Ooh, that's...
She put glitter in the AC vent.
Red flag.
Glitter in the AC vent. Slashed the tire, cracked the windshield and rearview mirror, and shattered the radio screen. Now, she's pretty hot. I don't know how this would go in my court. Okay? My question would be, well, what did he say?
Okay. Or what did he do?
Yeah, but she's gone viral. You can find her. Just look up "girl messing up dude's car," and you'll be able to see it. You'll be able to see it.
Yeah, I don't love that. Right off the bat, I've got some concerns.
This is a bad one for you, Lance.
Okay.
A teen who killed his father during a fight over electronics gets no prison time.
What?
From a merciful judge.
What?
Yeah. So that's a bad precedent.
Maybe the dad wouldn't want it to be that way. Maybe the dad would want him like, you know what? I don't want to see him go to prison.
Oh, no. If I was the dad, I'd say, oh, no, put him away. That some bitch killed me. Hey? No, he's done.
You know the mom was looking for leniency, okay, though. That's her baby.
How would Nicole react?
Oh, which one
Mason
killed me?
Mason killed you.
He may have to do some time. No, any of my kids, even though she's pissed off at a lot of them right now, I still feel like she would have their back.
So, do you feel?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if I'm dead and I've been murdered by a family, I think she still gets some insurance money. So it's like kind of win-win for her. She's like, I got some money coming.
Yeah, so. But they'll still cost her. They're going to use up that money if they're in prison. Then you know she's got that money to herself.
She's traveling.
Put money.
She's
going to
go travel. She's going to. Yeah, she'll put some money on his books, but she's going to go travel.
Yeah, on his books.
I don't know. So if I die, she's just going to start living her best life.
Yeah. I feel that way about Wendy too.
Yeah.
No.
Is living her best life. If I'm being honest,
you two both think you're anchors for your wives. Why do you say they're going to live their best lives if you die?
Oh, my mom was much better off.
Well, I just think my wife wants to just be a jet setter and travel the world. I already know.
And you're stopping her?
Yeah, I gotta sit here and work.
Well, she
got two jobs.
She feels bad leaving you at home. She just won't leave you at home and do it?
Apparently she can travel. What money? What money?
She had that Lance insurance money. She could go. And she don't have that anchor. No,
like I said,
down,
I can't.
Down.
My insurance, I keep my insurance, my life insurance low because too high, and that's a death insurance.
Yeah.
I keep it low. Keep that. I'm not.
That incentive.
I'm worth more alive than dead right now.
That incentive.
Yeah.
Is not
the
there.
Incentive for life. Yeah. Not the other
Watch
way
if
around.
She takes out a couple policies on you, though.
Yeah, I need to know.
Yep. Hey, okay, a couple of dad deaths here. A dad dies suddenly after buying venomous spiders.
Why are we
spiders.
Doing dads dying today?
Dads,
this is
more
lot.
Dads dying. This is the dad dying news of the weird. Dad dies suddenly after buying venomous spiders online. Well, no duh.
Yeah.
A Texas trophy hunter killed by buffalo he was stalking in South Africa.
South
well,
Africa?
Dumbass, you're stalking a buffalo that can kill you.
I love those stories. I can't lie. famed hunter, successful hunter, dies at the hands of an animal who he was hunting. That's one of my favorite stories.
Animal wins.
Sometimes.
And look, you had a gun.
You're out there with the
gun. And
he
beat you.
If the animal can take you out when you have a gun, you deserved it.
Yeah. Oh, no. That's an unfair fight. And animal wins? Oh, underdog. Boom. We love an
underdog. Vanderbilt beat Alabama. That animal's Diego Pavia.
Diego Pavia beat Alabama.
Buffalo. Stop with Diego Pavia or Keith will call
Keith,
in.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He's going to call in again? Oh, my God. Keith, forget about it, okay?
I know.
They suck. They're going to continue to suck.
Every time Vanderbilt's talked about on Twitter, he's tagging us and telling us about Vanderbilt all the time.
Vanderbilt to the CFP.
Don't care. Let's play the game. See what happens.
We got a game not with
now
Vanderbilt.
Now I
got to
cheer against Vanderbilt.
Which is
dirty.
I feel bad. Like, yeah. You know, I should never be cheering against Vanderbilt.
You always root for Vanderbilt.
Yeah, who cares?
Now we can't anymore.
Harmless.
He took that away from us.
Simply to keep him from being right.
Simply to keep a listener from being right. And as John already said earlier.
F those listeners.
F them listeners.
You heard him.
You heard what he said.
No, just the ones we're playing in fantasy football. You know, that's it. That's all. I got love for all the other ones. But the ones we're playing in fantasy football.
If you
football,
were unfortunate enough to win the fantasy football places, F you, according to Chan.
Yeah.
Just know he's got something for you.
Oh yeah. We'll see. Piaz, bring it. You better bring it to the fantasy draft. All right, we're done. Mopey and Mapes next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, everybody.
Independent voice for sports. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Bye, babe.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.